Good morning, Tom. It's election day. This is going to be an exciting day, and I wonder what we're going to know at the end of the night, Tom. That's kind of one of the issues I have. Are we going to know anything at the end of tonight, or are we going to wait a day or maybe even longer?
What we've tried to do is get away from the punditry and do reporting and also some serious just analysis of the knowledge base out there. And I think, Paul, one of the things I saw, and I happened to see it on CNN in the TV studio, was I believe we've breached the 100 million mark.
Yeah,
on pre-voting.
It's just extraordinary. Some states, their pre-voting has exceeded their overall voting from 2016. It's just the voter turnout is something that likely to be something that we haven't seen in a long, long time.
One of my observations here, folks, besides the coverage you're going to see on Bloomberg Radio through the day and, frankly, late into the evening, Cirilli says this is, he's looking at Wisconsin 2, 3 a.m. Paul Sweeney, what's your observation?
It's interesting. I think, a lot of folks are reporting that Pennsylvania is also going to be, arguably the key state. And we saw, both candidates yesterday spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania. Mm. And even I think Mr. Biden will be there again today. So it's going to be a handful of states, as it typically is, Tom, in close races.
Yeah.
And this year will be no different, presumably.
We have the right guests for all this.
Yes.
The punditry of the elections just doesn't cut it now. What cuts it is analysis. Greg Giroux out of William & Mary is just a jewel at Bloomberg in election coverage because he's trying to glean the facts. And, of course, he's doing that in a political industry within Washington of just great coverage. Dave Weigel at the Washington Post, Chip Gabriel and the team at the New York Times, all the Bloomberg people as well. Greg, when you woke up this morning, what was your key uncertainty of this election day?
I guess the key uncertainty is just how many people are going to turn out and vote, because as you mentioned, we have about 100 million people casting ballots before the election. And the question is, how many people are actually going to vote on election day? What is that final turnout going to be? We could be on pace for the biggest turnout in a century in this election. So that's the big question. How many people show up today and what those early votes tell us?
And what's so important here is the measurement of these presidents with all the Senate races as well. Which Senate races have your key attention?
I think for states that close earlier than later, states I'm watching very closely with very key Senate races include Georgia, battleground for the presidency, but it has not one but two Senate elections. And because you need a majority of the vote to win outright in Georgia, there's a possibility that you could have one or two Georgia Senate races requiring a runoff election in early January. So we're watching those very closely. If the Democrats can win one of them outright, it's going to be a good night probably for Senate Democrats nationwide.
So, Greg, are there certain, let's assume that at the end of this evening, Tom goes to bed a little bit earlier than the rest of us because with surveillance, he's up at the crack of dawn, before the crack of dawn. But let's assume even for the folks that stay up a little bit later, if we don't have a clear winner, what are some of the counties or states or precincts that you're going to look at to kind of give you a sense as to how it might go?
Well, I'm going to be looking at what we like to call in our industry pivot counties, those that voted for Barack Obama in 2012 and then for Donald Trump in 2016. So those are kind of your quintessential swing counties. In states like Florida, for example, which is a very critical state, Pinellas County, that's on the Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It has Clearwater and St. Petersburg, and it votes very closely to Florida statewide. And Florida has the ability to tally and count its votes quickly. And so we could get a very good reading of the Florida tally by the late evening tonight. That's one state and a county I'm going to be watching very closely.
So, Greg, what's the feeling within Washington as it relates to the Senate? When you talk to your folks in the Democratic Party, how confident are they that they may be able to retake the Senate?
I think Democrats are certainly cautiously optimistic they can win control of the Senate. Republicans are defending a lot more Senate seats, and Democrats have put many more Republican-held Senate seats in play. I'm watching about 14 or 15 Senate elections tonight, and Republicans are the defending party in 12 of them, the Democrats in just two of them. So Republicans are entering election night tonight on defense. They will need to win the overwhelming majority of those seats that they're defending in close races if they're going to hold on to their majority. They're likely to lose seats. They can only lose a net of three and hold their majority. provided they win the presidential election, Democrats need a net gain of 3 plus the presidency to win control. And they're more likely than not to do that, but many, many races are on a knife's edge.
Yeah, we've got it very quickly here, Greg. We've got just huge, huge news flow this morning. I don't think I've mentioned the governor races in 3 weeks, just as a guess as well. What are you going to see there? I mean, are there coattails this time around?
Well, we do see a closer relationship between how states vote for president and down ballot races, especially for Senate and House. Governors can, I think, separate themselves from presidential candidates a little bit better. But there aren't that many governor's races tonight, just 11. We elect most governors in midterm election years. But Montana is going to be interesting. It's pound for pound. Montana is a very interesting state because it has a very key Senate race to determine control of the Senate.
Well, how's that going? The Democratic candidate, he was running for president. He joined us here in our studios in Washington, Mr. Bullock. I mean, how's it going?
It's a very close race there. It's a state that Trump is likely to win, so it's going to be tough for Bullock. Bullock needs to win a lot of ticket splitters, as he has before when he's run for governor, if he's going to pull that out. I'd rate him a slight underdog, but it's a very competitive race.
Not enough time. Greg Giroux, thank you so much. Just truly expert on this for Bloomberg News in Washington. All the election decisions.
It's Super Bowl night for Greg Giroux tonight.
It is. It feels like a Super Bowl. I mean, our Super Bowl's jobs day, but this is that's Friday. We'll have two Super Bowls this week. That's good.